message.
So many of you are in pain right now, and the reasons vary. Some the result of unexpected misfortune, some the increasingly difficult challenges of survival and just living, and others attempting to emerge from a devastating tragedy. And the pain that you are experiencing, that's real. No one has the right or justification to question the truth of your pain. We all have opinions, but judgments aside, other people questioning whether the circumstances you are in are worthy of the level of suffering that you are experiencing, that is irrelevant. If you feel it, it's real. That said, it is important when possible to find ways to effectively manage that pain so that we can do what is within our power, not only to alleviate some of the suffering, but to avoid creating more of it. We want to minimize our suffering and diminish the power that the pain is continuing to have on the trajectory of our lives. Pain sustains, endures, and deepens at our command. Now, we are not always aware of our power in this capacity, but a lack of awareness or denial about the fact that we have that power in no way diminishes its existence. If we wish to live a life of greater harmony and happiness, we must utilize the gifts that we have been given to transform potentially uncomfortable circumstances. When something happens to us that is not aligned with our desires, many of us tend to fixate on that condition. We may languish in the depth of the pain and discomfort by sharing our experience with others in hopes that they will empathize, that they will sympathize and nourish our angst by joining us in our misery. Let's face it, we rarely want to sit in this tenderness alone, so we share it. None of us want to feel alone, so we share it on social media. We recount our misery at every turn and in every conversation, just desperately seeking relief. And yet, each time that we tell that story, we open that wound again, enabling it to become bigger and more pronounced in our experience. We take whatever natural healing may have occurred and we rip it off like an old band-aid, just inviting it to fester again so that we can share the depth of our pain yet again. Sometimes, unconsciously, we may even begin to feed off of the loving responses that we receive when sharing those misfortunes. Tragedy is the quickest way to foster interaction. And if you doubt me, notice the comment sections on any social media platform when someone shares their suffering versus any other kind of postings. It will get you attention and often an outpouring of love and support, and that's wonderful to a point. But it also risks an indulgence and an unquenchable desire for that support. That is not helpful if we wish to transform the circumstances. We cannot get beyond what we refuse to acknowledge, but once we feel it and acknowledge it, it benefits us to move through and beyond it. We are the cause, our lives are the effect. Therefore, if we do not wish to prolong suffering, we must learn to rise above the moment of distress and redirect our attention toward that which is good, that which is working. Now, this does not mean that we deny the truth of what we feel, no. It simply means that when we are met with emotions that are in opposition to our desires, that we acknowledge them, feel them, release them, and then focus on that which does feel good. We recalibrate our thoughts and emotions so that they are aligned with our desire. Find a way to focus on the good. Even if the only good that you can muster is the fact that you are still breathing, start there. Alleviating suffering requires the discipline to exercise our internal power over external conditions. It's not the circumstance that will impede our ultimate progress, it is our response to them.